Mouth of the city.
It's Friday Night Throwdown.
And welcome back to Friday Night Throwdown. Today is October 20th. I'm your host, as always, Doug. And I have three other participants with me today. First is Victoria.
Hello.
Dave.
Heyo.
And Brian.
How's it going?
We got the Iowa crew here today. You know, sans Kyle, but he's too important.
Right? Like, he's got a better podcast to be on, apparently.
Well, I think it's more that he has a job where he works nights, but yeah, maybe that too.
That's got to be awful when your schedule doesn't line up with, like, anyone else.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when I was working 11:30 to 8, it was pretty terrible.
Mm-hmm. Night jobs are fun to office. I've been there.
What'd you say?
I said night jobs can be kind of awful sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I used to work overnight at a come and go.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch.
For about 3 months. And that's more or less all I did was sleep and work at come and go.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Fun time.
The highlight of that job was calling in drunk people and getting them arrested.
That is very satisfying. I did it at Culver's quite a bit.
Honestly, I did overnights for Carter's doing stock, and I actually really super enjoyed that, but to be fair, they also frequently let us out around 2 or 3 in the morning instead of keeping us till 6, so
Okay, well, we're getting off topic, as we normally do.
As per usual.
As is our standard.
Do you have a timer set up?
No, I don't have a timer set up. As normal, we have an hour on the clock the second I get the clock set up. An hour to record our thoughts on several different topics. However, tonight I will say that we'll be covering one topic thoroughly in depth, and then we might get to a few more because we're going to be topical this time. Is everyone ready?
Good. Pretty much. Can you hand me the...
Yep. Though?
Yeah. Okay, I am starting the clock now. Our first topic comes from a weird place, again. Specifically, a topic that showed up overnight, I believe, from Monday to Tuesday. Someone had posted a... What's up?
Sounds right. I was agreeing.
Okay.
Sorry.
Someone had posted a picture of a miniature that was... risque, and there was a bit of an argument going on in the comments about whether something like this should be allowed in Malifaux, whether it'd be appropriate, and a whole bunch of other political things. To no one's surprise, that topic got taken down, and I thought we would actually kind of use that as a springboard to discuss something about Malifaux that I've been wanting to talk about for a while. And that's sexism in the miniatures. And I'm laughing because this is going to make someone mad. There is probably no actual right answer when it comes to this. So we're just going to... I'm going to say right now these are our opinions. We could definitely be wrong. If you hate us for what we have to say, that's totally legitimate. Everyone okay to just sort of get screamed at?
I'm fine. I'm used to it.
Yeah. Let's go.
What's up?
Nothing.
No. Say it.
No, it's fine.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we've had this discussion before, so it's fine.
Okay.
You and I, privately.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we could still not do it if you don't want to.
No, it's fine.
Okay. I think I'll go ahead and start off with... the model in question was very extra nude, I guess you could...
Yeah, that's a description.
It had some lady parts on it, and then several iterations of those lady parts. And I will first off say that I don't really appreciate that sort of thing coming into my miniatures game. I am male, if you couldn't tell, but I
really
want to avoid any sort of sculpt or model that would make anyone feel uncomfortable playing this game, outside of like general horror stuff that doesn't necessarily target a certain demographic. While the model can be pretty and just interesting in this case, it's not something I think Weir should ever implement, specifically in regards to nudity and the female body. There's things that they do allow that you can argue with the entire time, all the time, about what they allow for violence and whatnot, but you don't need to show a naked person, like, ever. I don't think. So... Oh, I thought you said something.
No.
Okay. So I have a list of sort of grievances I have with models. And this just sort of stems with what I think might make someone uncomfortable if they just walk up to a table of someone playing Malifaux and see these models on the board. I will say, starting off, and this can even be like part of the first part of our conversation, first off, is that Weird has done an amazing job fixing models from first edition. I think we've discussed that or mentioned it before on this podcast.
Many times.
They realized that there was that they did not want to go down this sort of cheesecake path. Well, we'll say cheesecake. I like that word. Cheesecake, for those of you who don't know, usually means unnecessary...
Titillation.
And specifically in regards to women or female models. And there was a lot of cheesecake in first edition. And there's some in this edition. Some of it feels justified. Some of it doesn't. Some of it feels like it's a bit of a carryover from first edition, where they felt... It seems like they felt they wanted the model to still be recognizable from the prior edition, but that means they had to keep in some of the unnecessary flesh.
Skin.
I like saying flesh. It makes people uncomfortable.
Okay.
So, well, I'll air my grievances here after saying that I still think Weird is doing a great job, especially with their the number of female models they have in their game compared to some other games. It's a huge amount, and they're really starting to delve into different body types for both men and women. Men more so in the earlier waves, but now women are showing up in, and you know, more regular sizes, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Different sizes besides just the idealized body type, I guess, would be the polite way to say that.
So, you know, in fact, before I go into this list I have listed down here, and this is just more guide points than anything, did you guys want to sort of say anything about your opinions on the models in Malifaux?
Well, I'll say that I think I have two things. Where, like, the original post, it's pointless because, like having a model like that, it doesn't, like, help the game at all. Like, if you're going to have a model that is, you know, sexual, have it for a reason. Like, in that list we have is models that don't count for this is, like, the Bells, and I added the Doppelganger, or things like that, where, like, the whole point of the character, not the model, but, like, the fluff character is, you know, like the Doppelganger, they're luring someone to their demise, or the Bells, same thing, the Doxies, like, there's a fluff story, you know, worldly reason for them to be the sculpt to be designed like that. With the weird serpent thing someone posted, like, there was no reason for the model to look like that, which, so, like, why do it then? Then you're just trying to, like, play up the demographic of sexualizing something for no reason. And then that leads into my second complaint, which is you're reinforcing kind of that, like, stigma stereotype of people who play, like, miniatures war games that were kind of the weird closeted, you know, bottom basement dwellers who you know, Nick are weird. And exactly. And having models like that enhance that image when, in actuality, we're all normal people. We're same functioning as anyone else who doesn't play, you know, with little models on tables and flip cards or roll dice, whatever you are doing. So it's just like you're hurting the community by doing that. Now, if there's an actual reason you have a model like that, I think the perfect examples are the doppelganger and Bells. Well, I could explain to you exactly why the model is like that. Well, the doppelganger, you know, changes form to match what it needs to be and lure someone to their death sometimes. Same with the Bells. They're using, you know, that's like their power, their Bells. They lure you in and then they murder you or have someone of their team murder you. There's a fluff reason for that. So unless there's a legitimate reason, like it just makes us look bad. And that's not good, obviously. But that's just my quick thoughts.
Dave, you haven't said any words.
I kind of echo the same thought because, you know, just trying to get more people involved in these kind of games. If they do see that, you know, all of the female models are impossibly portioned and all the dudes are heavily armored like they're attack commandos, it's not really super inclusive. There's been other games that my gaming group was looking at getting into, Relic Knight, which is based on like anime stylings, and none of us would actually buy a box to play the game because we were all a little embarrassed to actually put them on the table. So,
good.
It's like you couldn't like have like a significant other typically be into a game like that if all of the models are impossibly portioned and overly sexualized. It's just not for a lot of people. It's a non-starter, and it doesn't necessarily fit the Malifaux universe all that well, being kind of steampunk Victorian-ish for them to be super scantily clad, save for the ones that are like they even on their cards. It's part of their character. And Weird has gone that way before, but yeah, looking at my first edition Taylor compared to the Misdeed sitting right next to it here, it's night and day where they've come from as their demographic has matured, I guess.
Victoria.
We're kind of becoming an echo chamber here.
Yeah.
Well, you know, as the only girl on the podcast with the only valid opinion on this. No, I agree. Models like that with the nudity and the sexuality are embarrassing to put on the table. And as a female gamer, seeing something like that across from me would make me very uncomfortable being around the person who played it. I mean, I know hashtag not all men, whatever, but just that somebody would choose to buy and paint and then play that model with a female opponent just would put me off. And it honestly drives away female players. I hear guy gamers all the time complain about how there are no female players in their game. And I'm like, well, look at your models.
Or your cards or whatever you're playing with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I play Seamus. I clearly have no problem with cheesecakey models. Seamus is my boy. If there's a reason behind the cheesecakiness, it does not bother me. It's just the needless nudity and sexuality and just the frickin' titty serpent.
Well, I think
that would honestly drive me away from a game.
Well, we'll add a picture to the model in question that this the whole thing started off of. Yeah, what did I say?
A picture.
Yeah, no, we're not going to post the picture. We'll post the link.
Nope.
Not suited for work link, just so people have a point of reference. And there's something everyone has said that also is not necessarily always an excuse either, but I'll get to that later. I want to get through a few models that bother me. First mm-hmm. off, possibly one of the most iconic models in the game, Lady Justice. And Lady Justice isn't terrible. It's just, she's a lot better than the sort of bimbo-esque sculpt from first edition. But two, I don't see the point of having the midriff or the bare shoulders or anything where she's supposed to be the zombie hunter. And zombies don't often, like, have good weaponry and whatnot. I mean, some of the models are just attacking with fingernails and whatnot. Uh-huh. Why have that much bear skin that can just get cut up? Like, you know, reason for the nudity, this is, like, the opposite. You think just a shirt would do her so much more better than the mm-hmm. top she has on.
Mm-hmm.
Or the gun. It so scares me they gave a blind woman a gun.
That shouldn't be a problem. Like, we know she can, like, see mm-hmm. even though she's blind. I have no problem with her having a gun. I have no problem with her having multiple guns.
Right, like any other blind woman, it might be an issue, but yes. Lady J, it has been stated that she can basically see like a normal person.
Yep,
right. If not better because of whatever magic.
Soulstone eye hoopajou.
Thing, right.
Yeah.
She has going on for her.
Yep. She's mostly sporting two of my, like, overarching issues with not just Malifaux, but female models in miniatures in general. One, the unnecessary midriff, which Malifaux has a lot of.
It does.
I mean, I don't know if it was just sort of the sculptor's shorthand for, hey, make sure they realize it's a girl. But it just happens a lot. And it was not an okay fashion choice back then. You can't claim history on that.
No.
And yeah. Two is the combat heels.
Right.
Well, okay, that arguably there is historical precedent for heels.
She's never ridden a horse in the fluff ever.
Okay. Okay.
Also, you don't ride a horse in stilettos, which is what Lady J has.
Oh, are they actually stilettos?
They I haven't looked
at it enough.
They might be boots, but those are definitely a stiletto heel on there.
Okay.
Most of the female models that have heels, they are stilettos. They are not for horse riding.
Right, which is not practical.
Also, at this point, if we had inventive boots that right. more or less perform that function. And you know what? You know, plus one on them for having spurs. I always thought yeah. spurs were sort of cool, and I wish I would see that more often in this game.
It would fit, because it is kind of western-y.
Mm-hmm. Very western-y.
Okay. Down the list, Victoria of Blood.
Specifically.
I put both of Vix on here, but Victoria of Ashes only has the real midriff.
Unnecessary midriff.
The unnecessary midriff. Victoria of Blood is just a mess. I'm sorry.
It's still better than first edition, but yeah, it's not much better. Yeah.
True, but I mean, just because it's better doesn't mean it's good.
Right.
And yeah, like, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I suppose, like, you can argue, like, oh, it lets them do kind of funny things in fluff, because I know there's one story where the Vix and Levy team up, and there's, like, a line I think it's mm-hmm. Rusty saying something about, like, I don't get how they fight like that. Yeah. It's so impractical. And, like, that, like, I kind of appreciate that, like, they're calling themselves out on it.
Lampshading.
Right. But then again, like, you could just, like, they're supposed to be...
Not.
Exactly. Like, they're supposed to be these, like, crazy-ass, amazing fighter mercs who literally just murder everything. You think, yeah, they don't need the armor, but they probably would still have the armor because mm-hmm. what if? Like, right. they might need it. So, like, there's really no reason to not have the armor. Even if it's just, like, leather.
Or at least an actual shirt.
Yeah, having armor on part of you does not mean you can remove clothes from other parts of you.
Right.
Karis.
It's not just magic. You're not just immune to damage. Like, no. Like, you need armor everywhere. It's just like, guys, come on.
And weirdly enough, I'm now defending them. My only, defense for them is they're obviously going for kind of a punk aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
And they just try to mash that into the Wild West aesthetic.
Thing is,
but there's other ways to do that.
There are other ways to do that, and also the punk fashion, people still wear shirts.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah. Or if you're going to wear a shirt that's short, have it buttoned.
Please.
Yeah.
At least a button.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of button.
Or, if you must have some skin showing, do, a ripped shirt. Because that would be the punk aesthetic as well.
Or like along the lines of what Vic of Ashes has, mm-hmm. where it's obviously armor, yes, midriff showing, sure, whatever. But that look goes with the Western, punk feeling. She's still obviously armored and protected, mm-hmm. and still a crazy badass. And we understand that without having to see,
side boob,
right? In any way, shape, or form. I get that she's this badass warrior who's going to murder everything in her path. And I don't need that to be sexualized in the slightest. But they do it because that's what people want, I guess. I don't know. It's bothersome. Guys, come on.
She's wearing... No, I can't tell.
What?
I'm trying to see if she's in heels or not. No, she is.
She is in heels, yes.
Not as bad as Justice, but heels.
Still heels.
The artwork shows boots, but maybe the model has more heel.
Yeah, it's unnecessarily tall heels for boots.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And Vic of
Blood has heels on as well. You can tell on the sculpt, not so much in the picture.
Mm.
Yeah, they're heel-y. Not as stiletto-y,
not as big, but it's still a heel.
They're closer to riding boots, mm-hmm. than others, but still not necessarily good.
But still not needed.
Mm. Right.
Ronan, since we're on that same box, Ronan aren't...
Looking at their outfits, all I can think of is that obviously the reason they're standing with their legs spread like that is because thigh chafing is a thing.
Ugh. I'm a fat man. I know exactly what that is.
And also, don't the Vix mostly operate out of a desert? Out of the desert part of Malfo? Yeah, and it gets hot in a desert, and all I can think about is so much thigh sweat and so much chafing. It's just throw some bike shorts on them, please.
Or at the very least, come out with a Weird Chronicles where there's a story talking about the inventor of Gold Bond.
They just no. There's the Vix have a heist on a baby powder shipment.
Jeez. Yeah. Ronan are definitely the anime sort of getting their anime out all in one more or less one character. Them and Justice sort of feel like they're still carrying the anime vibe, but the Vix and the Ronin are kind of centered in one sort of crew box of cheesecake, the cheesecake crew box. And a lot of the game is perfectly fine, does a pretty good job of representing women, in my opinion. But there's always that thought that what if someone came into the game and that was the first crew box they saw on the shelf?
Yeah.
They might actually just turn away and ignore the game. Forever, just because of that first impression with Vix. but yeah, Ronan need pants. Ronan need a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it was not.
Ronan super needs fun. need pants, sensible shoes, and less thigh highs.
Hmm. Dave.
Yeah, it was a little awkward, having to paint their panties when I was starting to paint my Ronan. I hadn't had to do that before in a miniature.
Did you make them striped?
No, they're just the same color as the dress right now because I didn't want to deal with it or bring attention to it.
You didn't see the look that Doug gave me. What?
Why would you even say such a thing? It's because I watch too much anime.
I'm pretty sure our listeners already got that impression. Moving on, I think. Nakima. Oh, good lord, Nakima.
Yes, that it needed the alt sculpt so much.
Thank you, Weird, for making that alt sculpt. It is.
And don't get me wrong, I hate her with a passion because playing against her sucks. But, like, the new model actually fits the character. Like, this massive, fearsome, like, demon monster that's out of your nightmares with a big-ass sword.
I'll kill you and everyone you love?
Yes. Not just everyone you love, everyone you've ever met. Versus, the old one. Like, the old one, like, sure, it's demon-y, but, like, no. Additionally,
demon is
right. It doesn't make sense. Like in the fluff story in Wave 5, I think there's like a past conversation between Nekoma and Lilith. Yeah, Lilith, about how how Nekoma disdains her because she became like turned herself to look more human. Like, why the fuck would Nekoma like look even remotely human the way she does if she disdains humans? Like, it doesn't match the character. Like, she hates humans. She wants to kill them all.
I can hear the counter argument in my head, and I'm going to lose someone listening because I'm going to say this. They're going to be like, but she's supposed to be a succubus, so that explains, that lets her be dressed like that. And no, fuck you.
Like,
okay, no, yeah. don't even say no, you suppose
yeah.
on that.
I'm trying to come up with like, no, yeah, because no. Like it's not the character. Like it's not like she's not like a Belle. If she was a Belle, sure, it makes sense.
I know, not even that. I have an easier answer. Lilitu is how you do a succubus.
Yes,
a tasteful succubus. You got like a sexy dress on. It's very obvious what her abilities, air quotes. Involve, and you know it's not bikini and are those thigh highs
those
or wraps?
Thigh highs. They appear to be thigh highs.
Who did she get to make thigh highs that you know go with hooves?
I don't know.
A very special seamstress, apparently.
So I guess I will be partially one to slightly counter this a little bit because.
Oh, Dave,
I just posted in our chat where the official artwork is of probably the most scantily clad model I've seen. This is for the first edition.
Yep.
But yeah, like out the gate, they were just like, yep, cool. Bikini, Nephilim, basically like a Morrigan from Darkstalkers or Marvel vs. Capcom type character is what looks like they were going for. That said, I have the second edition Nekoma on my shelf, and I have not painted it because I got the new alt sculpt, and it is vastly better and much more dynamic and more fun to paint, actually. But the original artwork was incredibly cheesecake.
So wait, did you say you had some sort of dissent? Because I'm not hearing dissent.
No, I'm just saying that
he's just saying that from the beginning.
The people that would say, hey, she's always been like this, according to the artwork, they're not wrong.
Okay.
But at the same thing, the model they have now is so much better with her clothed that it doesn't really matter in the end. It's such a better model.
Except for the sword.
And I mean...
Sorry. Go ahead, Victoria.
Regardless of whether or not she's looked like that from the beginning, just because you've always done something that way doesn't mean you should continue to. And I do want to make a point about bikini succubus. Given the time period that this was set in, tiny bikini is not
hasn't been invented yet, literally.
Well, not only hasn't been invented yet, but if most people in that time period, if they saw that, they wouldn't go sweet, sexy. They would be like, gross. Too much.
At least she's not exposing her ankles.
I.
Hey, yeah, that's the real sin.
Yeah, that's how you know a woman is no good. She's showing off her ankles. But everything else is fair game.
Oh. they'd be more like, gross, what depravity is this? Get away from me.
Exactly.
You evil she demon. Regardless of the wings and horns.
Okay, so let's continue on with the echo chamber. Shikome, I don't have a huge like hard line. This is definitely wrong. I just think they could do something a little bit better than the
nipple pasties.
I mean, I'm pretty sure if you go and look back at you look at the mythology that these are based off of, they're probably topless. I'm assuming this is like some sort of
harpies.
Japanese harpy, yeah.
Yeah,
so like mythology-wise, yeah, they could have done it. They still could have done it better, but...
Like feather up, just like a, more or less like a front patch of feathers.
Yes.
In the shape general of boobage, so, you know, you can still get that ooh girl.
There's a lot of topless monsters in Japanese mythology, though. So, I mean...
Most Japanese people got a problem.
Man, that first edition model is not a good model. That is ugly.
Find it now.
Oh Lord, is that it? God.
Oh, Lord.
Wait, which one?
That's a special kind of horrifying.
Oh, God. That's just not good.
Not even for like the pasties. Just
no, it's just like an ugly model.
Yeah,
like
ugh, gross.
But you know what? That's probably the emotion they were trying to elicit. They succeeded.
Ew, gross. Yeah, that's definitely the emotion I'm feeling. Is ew, gross. I don't know. The Shikome actually don't bother me that much.
Okay, yeah, I understand that opinion. I'm pretty fine with that opinion.
I'm not sure what it is that makes them different from Nekima and Vic of Blood, but for some reason...
It sort of feels like the way they were sculpted was definitely not a male gaze intent.
Possibly.
Yeah, I think it's at least, and this might just be me, like I'm putting on the more mythological, wow, words are hard. like, it's very clearly they're supposed to be harpies or some such monster from another time. So they're following kind of the story element of, like, why they're like that. Which I'm like, okay, like, I understand why you do that. Well, I accept that.
And like,
versus, like, go ahead.
No, you finish your thought.
Versus, like, you know, Lady J, like, there's no reason... She needs to have a bustier. Like, no, it doesn't make sense here. Come on, guys.
I just, there's nothing really super sexualized about the fact that the Shikome don't have tops, also. Just the way they're posed and all of that, it's like, yeah, the boobs are there, but I don't know. I'm not sure where the line on the Shikome is for me, to be totally honest.
As I said before, I don't think there's any real right answer in this. This is a discussion.
Mm-hmm.
I think Aislinn is, like, do you really need that boob window?
Aislinn is another one that kind of rides the line for me.
Aislinn and... Not overly sexualized, but I just don't really like how Titania looks. Some of the artwork we've seen for her before is much sexier.
I don't have a problem with her. Like, I think the artwork on her looks really good. Like, you're, again, I might be applying like my own belief on it, but it, you know, the druid-esque nature wildling type environment, like with the kind of Celtic runes or symbols or whatever it is. Like, I don't have any problem with her or even Titania. I think there's nothing wrong. Like, there's nothing off-putting there compared to, like, the other models we've talked about.
Yeah, it was mostly a why is there a boob window there that...
I'll be totally honest. For the longest time, I thought Aeslin was a man.
Yeah, I honestly did, that. Too. Because, like, the artwork...
It doesn't...
The artwork, it's just, like, they're just kind of well-defined pecs.
Yeah, like, it doesn't, like, overemphasize the fact that they're boobs. It's just...
Okay.
I just thought it was, like, musculature or part of that tattoo thing that they have going on the chest there.
Maybe my... Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I can be wrong. I'll say I'm wrong on that.
No, I mean, I understand your problem with the boob window. I'm just throwing out there that for the longest time I did think that Aeslin was male. So it never even occurred to me that this is really super similar to Vic of Blood. Just because, you know, big open boob window, it's just they're not as defined.
They, like, are a bit more defined on the actual model than in the artwork, it looks like.
Yeah.
I gotta go back.
I haven't seen the actual model close up, so. Oh, yeah.
That person did a dark flesh tone, so.
Well, no, I can still see them. That's definitely a girl. Okay.
Yeah. I guess the nice thing is that there's so much going on with that model, you're not immediately drawn to that. I guess it depends on how much you emphasize it in the paint job. And maybe my gripe about Titania is you think she would have changed at some point after escaping?
She's too busy being really mad at everyone.
That's her aesthetic.
Her aesthetic.
Yeah.
Let her do her. She can wear what she wants.
I don't like the alt.
The alt is... Really?
The alt goes more into the very sexy territory.
The alt is leaning pretty heavily into sexy territory, yeah.
Of course, it looks like the alt was based off the old Joker card. Mm-hmm. Okay. Makes a little more sense. Maybe I'm just whining because I thought they could do, like, some super duper grandiose dress that would be so awesome to assemble and paint.
Oh, I see with the... alt sculpt for Titania. I think I just like the wings on that one better.
Yeah, I'll say the wings
are better. Than the original.
There's an alt sculpt on Titania already?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. I haven't seen that.
That came out in, like, September of last year, like, right after the boxes dropped.
It's never born. I don't really pay attention.
Quite hey, honestly. They are my current favorite.
I don't like Neverborn. They're all cancery, and I don't like cancer. I'm firmly opposed to cancer.
Your entire faction is cancer.
Yes. Yes, I know anyway. Neverborn is always cancer.
No, Outcast is all cancer.
Anyway. What?
Anyways.
I don't really have a problem with Titania. She kind of reminds me of a Japanese horror movie. Monster things a little bit, sort of.
Okay.
So, I don't know. She kind of hits that spot for me that just kind of... That slight uncomfortable fear response. Not, like, really super bad, but it's just like, please stay away from me.
It's probably the lack of eyes.
Yeah.
That doesn't help.
That does not help. But also the black hair, white dress.
You ever think her and, like, Lady Justice square off, and before that happens, they just sort of nod at each other knowingly? we have two technically blind masters missing their eyes. We know for sure Justice is missing her eyes too. So,
And then of course Coppelius is hanging out with both of them, and he's just bummed.
They become BFFs and bond over their lack of eyes.
Yeah, between the two of them, they'll conquer all of Malifaux and rule as equals, jointly sharing the throne.
But well, Coppelius will be so hungry.
Well, no, see, he works for them because they want everyone else to also not have eyes. So he's really well fed.
Sorry, who is Coppelius? I actually don't know this model.
He's in the Dreamer box. He's kind of, sort of, not Cthulhu, and he's more an Ood, and he eats eyeballs.
He's man-sized Cthulhu.
Yes.
That would explain why I don't know it, because I've never seen Dreamer.
We have a weird meta. Let's move on.
I'm fine with that. I don't need to see Neverborn in my life. I'm fine. It's good.
I have a fairly large list of what I call unnecessary midriff, and it's probably not finished.
Nope.
But these are the ones I came up with on a short notice. Santana Ortega, the alt version of...
Santiago.
Yes, thank you. Unnecessary midriff. The Death Marshal alt has an unnecessary midriff. I don't know if there's two.
There's
female...
two female Woku Raiders.
One of the Woku Raiders is an unnecessary midriff. Ms. Deed has an unnecessary midriff. The female Gunsmith has an unnecessary midriff. Maris LaCroix is... You know, I'll give Maris a pass because I think the entire thing was like, let's gremlinfy Karis and mock how kind of weird her outfit is. I'll show you.
I've seen Maris.
Hmm.
She strapped the rocket.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
With the short shorts and the tube top.
Amazing.
It's really fun to paint her as white trash.
Glorious. I think that's what they were going for, yes. Ophelia. It's got necessary men with, I believe. No, I gotta double check.
Yeah, she's got a bit of unnecessary. Yeah, she's got unnecessary midriff.
I mean, really, she was based on Perdita and Gen 1. I mean, yeah, we'll call it Gen 1. Gen 1 Perdita had an unnecessary midriff too, so maybe that's why. But then Valedictorian's kind of got an unnecessary midriff. She kind of has like a metal bikini.
Valedictorian is pretty naked. Yeah.
Yeah, she's basically in a bikini.
Yeah.
Okay, so, go ahead.
Not really related to this topic, but the scaling has really changed. Looking at new alt Nekima to Valedictorian, like, Valedictorian can fit in Nekima's hand.
Huh.
Yeah, no, the Valedictorian is gross in every sense of the word.
It's a really fun model to use,
she's
but
144 what? Pounds? With all that metal, probably.
She's probably more than 144 pounds with all that metal.
Unless it's aircraft aluminum.
I guess.
She has to fly.
I guess.
But then that's not really a good armor, and she's just going to die.
That is really unnecessary clothing right there.
As in, needs more clothing.
Yes. As in, there's no reason for that to be her outfit.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that, like, the rest of the students also don't have much going on for clothes. But...
they have more going on in the torso region anyways.
Oh, yeah, by far.
Exactly. And... The one that is more human, the one male...
Uh-oh.
One that is more human has like actual pants on, so there's no reason for the valedictorian to look like that. I don't know who this is, so I'm just gonna let it ring.
You hit the volume button, it'll stop ringing.
Well, it's not ringing, it's just vibrating.
Okay. Getting sidetracked. I know, it's sort of actually kind of weird. Like, the other students are a lot more torn up and gross and horrific. And then,
yeah. But, you know, you gotta keep the lady sexy.
I don't... Are the other three male?
The other three are male. Or at least they have the appearance... Male? They have the appearance of being male.
Mm. Okay. So that's my gripe. And then I had question marks on Kandara and Serena Bowman. I kind of wanted to get your guys' opinion on that.
Is that the Wave 5 one?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So Kandara specifically, I don't have a problem with. Because, like, again, reading the fluff, she's supposed to be some... she's Bonasuva's wife, right? She's some very malevolent spirit type entity, probably following from some type of Hindu god, maybe, or kind of feels Hindu goddess to me.
Shiva?
Kali.
I keep saying Shiva.
That sounds right to
me. Yeah, look up Kali. It's pretty. The resemblance is actually pretty.
It's uncanny. Yes.
I don't know how to spell Kali.
Kali, K-A-L-I. Kali also has a necklace of heads. So.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Okay, dead ringer, directly. So like that, I have no problem with. Serena Bowman. Yes and no. I don't know. I don't necessarily have a problem with her, but I don't necessarily think it's needed. Like, they could have done it maybe a little better. I don't know.
Is there a sculpt of her out?
No, not yet.
No, but they just have the concept stuff in the book.
And they're iffy, and I want to say Serena Bowman's closer to fine. I think the main reason why she kind of has the dress is to show off the scars, because it's a part of her character that at one point her skin was just taken off.
Mm-hmm. She was under McMorning's knife, and then he removes all of her skin. She wakes up, is alive, and he keeps doing this to her. Repeatedly, and then she escapes, and then Nightmare finds her. Dreamer Nightmare finds her. I'm looking at the book right now. It's I think it makes sense to have her, because in the concept art, at least in the book, she's, her shoulders and, are very bare, and, you know, neck and neckline is very bare, but it shows off, at least in the concept art, the scars of the autopsy that McMorning did on her, which I think plays into the character. You know, that gives the character fluff. So I feel like it's more acceptable. Sort of.
Yeah. Dave, opinions on either of those two?
I think it's well explained in the fluff why it would be like that. And I don't really know a way for you to be able to know that, you know, there were multiple skin removals without showing some skin.
Right.
Which, I mean, even with that, with this design, it's still on par with most of the showgirls. Yeah. Which we haven't talked about at all. Because it's a part of their fluff.
We'll be getting to them. the reason I actually had... the main reason I had Kandara in there specifically was because of something I saw in a weird place. This is probably going to maybe get me some hate, too. But someone decided that they need to model Kandara without the necklace of skulls, which included sculpting on some boobs. That's not okay in my book.
Wait, say that again.
Someone shared a picture of a modification they had done on Kandara, where they did not put the skulls on, and instead sculpted some naked boobs onto her.
Oh. Yeah, that's... Like what? Like what's the point there? Like, it's not
nudity.
Yeah, like yeah, it's just like, and that's like what we were talking about before we were like recording. It's just like what's the point? Like, it doesn't help character. You're just at that point going for nudity and sexualizing the little model thing. It's like,
and a character that does not need to be sexualized right, in any
like,
way.
Are you really gonna put that on the table? No, like that's weird. Like,
oh.
Found it.
They put a nipple ring on her too.
Oh great!
Oh, extra classy.
Moving on to the doesn't count list. Things that don't count because they make sense in some way or the other. Down the list, guild autopsies. The female guild autopsy is missing a shirt. She has a coat on underneath over her body, which covers up the
most of her boobs.
Yeah. And that would kind of be bad, except for that sort of the guild autopsy uniform. All of them have a coat, but no shirt on underneath to show the Y incision that marks them as autopsies. I'm okay with that. Nurses. The entire point of nurses is that they go insane and have a bunch of surgeries done to them so that they can stay young and beautiful forever, and thus they show it off. Nothing too really idolized there. Leetu, we talked about Leetu before. That's how you do a succubus well. Beckoners are supposed to be prostitutes. Yes?
Not necessarily prostitutes. They're just supposed to...
scream diseases into your mouth.
Well, scream diseases into your mouth, and also they're out there to invite you into the casino to make you spend money. Yeah. Yes. And they do that by being... pretty and sexy.
Just like showgirls. It's the same idea.
Because they're not prostitutes, because on the back of their card, they're specifically, I think, not a trigger. Kind of girl. Not that kind of girl. Yeah.
Bells and Doxies kind of fall under the same thing. They're actually prostitutes that have been... Or no, well, not actually
bells,
prostitutes.
Bells were prostitutes. Doxies were performers.
But also Seamus, anyone he resurrects has to be a Bell or a Doxy. And we've got confirmation that he just carries dresses with him to make whoever he kills and resurrects into a Bell or Doxy.
Yes.
Which is great. Part of the uniform. In fact, those models aren't even that like sexy. They're pretty
not
tame.
Not especially. I mean, they're sexier than your run-of-the-mill... I guess.
Mage.
I was going to say run-of-the-mill lady, but I...
Well, that's what, like, my favorite Oxfordian mage is the girl one with the swooshy, and it's great. Every once in a while, you'll see someone post Margaret. Somewhere and it's like, oh, that's a girl.
Yep.
Bells and Doxies. Cassandra. Really, any of the showgirls. That whole burlesque aesthetic.
Yeah. That's your thing.
The female Domador de Cadavares, not really that sexy of a dress, but their whole thing. Their aesthetic seems to be dancing as well as kind of a Day of the Dead kind of thing.
Yeah.
De Cadavares. I have no idea if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
It's close enough.
Don't have the artwork on
here. Why anyway. Isn't there the... Okay.
We can go and look in the book.
Yeah, not a big deal.
Later. Trixie Belle. That's the point.
Yeah.
The point of Trixie Belle.
Oh, misunderstanding over sexualization is.
Oh, is a that ever joke. The point?
Doppelganger. Honestly, I think that's pretty funny. Like, part of it is like, oh man, this is the cheesecakey model. It's basically a naked Leia. What's going on? Oh, ew. Ew, just, no!
Just turn it around and it's like, oh yeah. My.
That's why I didn't paint her as that being a, like, bath towel, but as a flesh towel.
It's supposed to be a flesh towel.
It's supposed to be a flesh towel.
To make it as gross as possible.
Yep.
To counteract the cheesiness.
Looks like Dave put down someone put down a waif here, hollow waves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's like their literal purpose in the fluff.
Yeah, is to distract them, like, distract enemies and, like, people don't want to shoot pretty girls, so then they don't. So then Levy turns them into ungodly horrors.
I honestly, I thought it was just because Leviticus is kind of a lecherous old man. Yeah.
Well, yes, that there's that also.
Too. Yeah.
Well, also that. In one of his first stories with Rusty, he talks about that, where like he says that there's like people don't want to hurt them, but also, you know, his own being a creep is creepy. So it serves both purposes for him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go and because you know, this is us bitching, but there are so many good models in Malifaux. I just wanted to reiterate that. And I just want to say Rusty Alice is damn awesome.
She is a fantastic model, yes.
You guess?
No, I said yes.
Oh, sound like...
Okay. Sorry. My voice kind of started to give out at the end of that sentence.
We did talk about this for an hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's easy.
I'm going to hand over the last few minutes to you guys to talk about what you want. But the last thing I wanted to bring up is that it's fine if there's a reason for why the model is dressed like that, why there's cheesecake involved with it. But you can't have that as the only excuse when it happens too much. It's like, yes, okay, Seamus... is a form of the Jack the Ripper targeted prostitutes. So he's a necromancer that raises prostitutes and they become his entourage. But say, what if the entire, like, half of the game of Malifaux was characters like Seamus? At some point, you gotta say, that's enough. You need to stop. Yeah. If we come out with a game called Prostitute Wars.
Sex Worker Wars.
Sex work, sex work, work.
Because prostitute is not the accepted phrase.
Okay, sorry.
No.
I think actually it makes more sense to call it that.
Sex worker wars?
No, prostitute wars, because the whole idea is like, well, all the models are based on prostitutes, so it's like totally legit that all of them are mostly completely naked, so you getting offended by the fact that I have all these mostly naked models on the board is completely pointless. You have no argument.
That was pretty good.
that was the argument I was trying to make. And I don't think weird has gone to the point where there's too much of it, even if it makes sense in a fluff or a historical perspective. Mm-hmm. Historical perspective is more excusable than fluff because, you know, even if the fluff says this is the way they are, someone had to manufacture that fluff in the first place.
Right.
Food for thought. I guess other thoughts or maybe even closing remarks. We've got like 4 minutes left. I took the majority of this recording. I'm sorry, guys.
That was good.
Let's just go down the Discord list. Brian, thoughts?
I don't want to be a broken record, so really just what you're saying, that there has to be a reason, you know, like a fluff-based reason, but then make sure you don't just flood the fluff with sexualized things. Do it within reason.
Dave?
I think it's improving across all miniatures for the most part. Like, we had a discussion earlier this week about how I didn't think War Machine was too bad. And then we actually started looking again, and pretty much all of them have the same issues we have with these models with, hey, this one just has literal midriff armor. Like, there's no reason to actually show midriff for this heavily armed person.
Combat heels.
There it is. But I think the industry as a whole is being a bit more conscientious of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at most of the models for Wave 5 Malifaux. Many different body types.
Look at the Prospector. Prospector is great.
Yeah. I mean, the one of the female steam fitters, I mean, she does have a boob window, but, you know,
I don't think that's...
It's taking steps in the right direction.
Yeah.
So I think this will kind of work its way out. I mean, there's still going to be people who are going to be buying the pinup models for Kingdom Death that just really love all the weird tentacle monsters. There's still a market for that. But for the rest of the world, you know, maybe have that as a distant behind the counter purchase.
Call it a boot window.
Sort of.
I mean, Mallet Steamfitter with the boob window is also, like, a very thick lady. In a good way. But it looks like a strap for the harness she is wearing goes over her chest, and she has some sort of top.
It looks like almost a reasonable...
get up.
I'm trying to... she's not wearing a dress, I can see that. Possibly that's a corset?
I think maybe it's another case of, hey, how do we make sure people realize this is a girl? Because that's not really welding-appropriate attire.
No, they're going to get all the burns.
Okay. Yeah. I guess any other models that you guys can think of that are kind of issues?
I mean, if I sat and looked at my collection long enough, I'm sure I could find more.
I'd say a little bit the Freikorps librarian, because like it's
the pose. Sculpt.
She's yeah, very boob armor.
The boob armor and the very sculpted pose is kind of like, is that necessary? But it's definitely not as bad as like a lot of the other models, and depending on how I'm looking at it now. Like some people painted it, so it very much stands out. And it's like, but if you do a good paint job, I don't think it's that offensive.
No.
All depends on the paint job. Like they're definitely worse, but I think it could have been better. Like you don't need boob armor.
You also don't need to separate the boobs like that on boob armor, because that looks highly uncomfortable. Boobs don't act like that.
Right. Like it could just be armor. It like they could have designed it like, I mean, look at anything else. It's just armor.
At least the armor like covers what armor's supposed to cover.
Well, yes.
It so. Doesn't have a midriff.
Karis. It might bother me a lot that Karis has like a strip of metal over her boobs and gets armor one. It doesn't make her a great master for sure, but.
But she can set things on fire, and fire's cool.
Yeah, maybe that's an excuse. Is like she's just constantly warm.
Yeah. But then why wear the metal?
What?
But then why wear the metal at all?
Metal. 'Cause armor. Yeah. And metal doesn't conduct heat, right? And it would keep her cool, right? That's how science works.
Right, like metal is a great insulator.
Exactly.
Oh, on the flip side, Hannah is actually pretty well done.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And looks very appropriate.
There are a lot of really well done female models in Malifaux for every...
As much as I hate her, Nellie Cochran is a great model.
For every really stupid Nekima type model they have, there are
two or three
mm-hmm. other really well done female models. It's Malifaux is definitely one of the better games for that. I mean, mm-hmm. and it's like yep. they don't have an entire faction like it. They don't have an entire subset of a faction like that.
They don't have Sisters.
I'm looking at you, Sisters Repentia.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Johanna is quite good, mm-hmm. I think, as well. I'm trying to think of other...
Molly?
Raspberry. Yeah, Molly.
Molly Karai.
The female eliminated?
Yeah.
You know, I find offensive and overly sexualized, the Blessed of December.
It's kind of confusing to paint that one.
I'm sorry. What? Hey, Doug, explain that.
Have you seen the Blessed?
Maybe when you're older.
Yes, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it right now.
Do you have maybe more of a side view? I think that would give it away a little bit better. You're like, oh, that's kind Doug's, of a kind Doug's of a monster.
Talking about the fact that it has uncomfortable boobs on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
How about that old Zoraida sculpt? That was.
Yeah. If you want more boobs in the game, pick up that sculpt.
Grandma titties.
Anyways.
are you gonna tell the rumor that you heard about Zoraida sculpt and why it's like that?
Someone I think posted that same thread that stirred this whole thing, that someone had asked one of the creators for more boobs in Malifaux because it was one of those creepy guys, and so they came out with the alternative Zoraida sculpt where she's topless.
Okay, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, that's kind of great.
I think that's the appropriate response.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like, fine.
It's the only response.
Yeah, I think this is us just sort of getting our gripes out, but we all agree that Malifaux is doing a great job and is doing a better job than a lot of other games. Games Workshop just came out with a statement saying that, hey, we heard you want more female models, so we're going to finally start doing that.
In 3 years.
In 3 years, because that's how far out our design team is.
Oh. I mean, that's impressive for the design team 3 years ahead. That's pretty good.
Well, as in the stuff designed now will take 3 years before it's actually printed into models.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the issue that War Machine has. There's some models that were from, like, 2014 that still haven't come out.
Oh, I interpreted that as, like, they've already planned the next 3 years of releases out. Which is much... That's impressive. You have the next 3 years down locked. But no, you meant like it's going to be 3 years until you can do anything. Oh, good.
Does that lady have fleur-de-lis printed on the boobs of her?
I was just looking at Sister's Battle pictures. Anyways, I think we made our point. I think we are fairly inoffensive, except for me swearing at the guy that made the Kandara model. I'm sure someone's mad at me for that, but that's my opinion.
They can suck it.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
I don't care if we offend somebody that wants to see naked boobs with a nipple ring on Kandara.
Yeah,
they can suck it and stop listening. We don't need that kind of listenership. What?
Okay, we are well over time. You guys get everything else you wanted to talk about? Sorry we didn't cover any other topics.
It happens.
Yeah. That's something we've been
we should definitely be demanding more large bulges.
Doug and I were talking about a Victoria's alt box, just the Victors.
Yes.
And they're literally just in banana hammocks, but in the same poses as the Vics.
Uh-huh.
Perfect. Just massive cod pieces.
Yes.
Armored cod pieces.
Armored.
Well, yeah.
Obviously. you need the armor.
male Ronin? I mean, duh.
Yeah. It'd be great.
Bunch of half shirts.
Daisy Dukes.
Yes.
Alt male Taylor with the underboob shirt.
I'm very confused. I'm confused and uncomfortable now.
Oh, God.
Okay. You know what? Thank you for going on that sort of discussion journey with us listeners. But we're well past time, and I'm going to just close it before we go off on another tangent. Thank you guys for lending your voices and risking feeling the wrath of someone somewhere has a different opinion than us. Thank you, Victoria.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Dave.
Yay!
And thank you, Brian.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Yeah, we'll see you guys around. Thank you, listeners. And...
We're sorry.
Yeah. I apologize. We're sorry.